Lord, may quiet our hearts that we may listen to your still small voice, so that in hearing your word, we may respond in fervent faith. As Jesus led disciples of old, so lead us, your children, today. We ask it in his name. Amen. You may be seated. When was the last time that you were really scared? I mean that adrenaline flowing and fear in the pit of your stomach type of scared. I tried to remember those really scared moments in my own life, and most of my moments as a little kid are long gone. But I do remember a couple of horse-related fearful moments, though, from my teen years. I grew up in a household with a mom who was really horse-crazy. Mom always loved her horses and taught us, her children, the same love, though my sister and I like to think we're not quite so nutty. But we were riding as little children, and I even made a living for a few years teaching riding to kids and adults. When my parents divorced, we went with our mom and moved to the center of the horse world in Middleburg, Virginia. Middleburg has a long and rich history of horses and horse people. And when I was a senior in high school, I moved to a local farm that raised steeplechase and racehorses. Wanted to be around for the foaling season, which in the thoroughbred world is as close to January 1st as it can be. All thoroughbreds have the same January 1st birth date for racing purposes, so to have foals early, but not too early in the year, gave them a few extra months of growth over their peers. And I worked for a woman who trained young horses and during the summer would help with the breaking and training of the baby horses, generally as two-year-olds. A two-year-old thoroughbred can be pretty big and often excited about nearly everything in the world. And sometimes we would ride the babies out into the pastures and let them see the world while we rode them. One particular day, I was on a great big chestnut colt, and we were trotting across the pasture slowly and calmly. And we came to a little draw in the pasture, and it had a little trickle of water running down through it. Well, this colt decided it was the most frightening thing he had ever seen, and he stopped dead in his tracks, nearly sending me over his ears. But I hung on and got back in the saddle and thought, okay, I'll just turn and go a different direction. My boss from behind me bellowed, "Make that horse cross the stream right now." And so I made him walk up to the edge, and he just stood there with all four legs firmly planted. She said again, "Make him." And so I booted him hard, and in response, he threw up his head and popped me right in the nose. My eyes were tearing, and I was sure I had broken my nose. And again, the voice commanded, "Now." I was terrified, but I also knew I had to be confident or that colt would sense all that fear that I had. So once again, I kicked him forward, and is not unusual with baby green horses, he leapt as if we were crossing the Grand Canyon. I remained on board once again and swallowed my fear. Like those disciples in the boat, I felt really scared. I felt a great fear for my own safety and well-being, but I had something the disciples didn't have. I had faith in my boss. She would not put the horse or me in harm's way. And after years of working for her and for her father, I knew, despite that gruff exterior, she deeply cared for all of us who worked and lived on that farm. She wouldn't ask me to do something I couldn't or shouldn't do. It's the same way with Jesus and his scared disciples in the boat. Jesus was so calm about the safety of his disciples. He was taking a nap. A nap. Of course, we all have to remember that Jesus, like God, knows everything and knew all would be well, but he sure does scare the disciples by sleeping through the storm. Jesus knew that harm would not come to these fishermen, his disciples, and so he was calm. Just as my boss knew that I needed to make this colt move forward for both our well-being, Jesus knew all would be well in the boat. Do we experience fear and question God's presence in our own lives? Do we lose our own faith and want to do things our way and not the way Jesus might expect? Do we want to turn the horse a different direction and not cross that draw? Of course we do. We do it every day when we see bad things happen to people we love or know. We see floods that harm people and families, our own families, displaced by fire. And we lose our faith. We see innocent churchgoers gunned down for no reason except the color of their skin. We are humans, and as humans, we find ourselves in moments of weakness. Fear brings us to a place where we might question everything, even Jesus. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus' own disciples are questioning Jesus as if Jesus did not care about them and their imminent danger in the storm. Jesus responds by rebuking them and questioning their faith. We are rebuked every time we let fear take over our own lives. Every time we choose not to kick that horse forward and take the easier path. Jesus expects that we will take the harder path, the path he showed us, the path most people don't take. Jesus expects us to step out of our comfort zone and hang out with people we're not used to or may not even like. Jesus expects us to help the helpless and visit the prisoners and shut-ins. Jesus expects us to love one another despite our differences. Our differences in the color of our skin, in the quality of our education, in the kind of cars we drive, in our political preferences, in our brokenness, in our age differences, even our university preferences. Yes, Jesus expects that Aggies love Longhorns and Longhorns love Aggies. We are to love one another, period. End of the sentence. And in loving one another, we will feel fear. But fear is what Jesus will guide us through. And faith is what Jesus demands of his followers. Faith that despite that adrenaline flowing and that fear in the pit of our stomachs, things will work out. The reason they will work out is Jesus paid the ultimate price for our safety, for our security, and for our life eternal by giving up his life for each one of us. That's the good news we come together every Sunday to proclaim. Jesus is our Savior, and for that, we should have faith. Amen.